This is Scenic Roots. I'm Ray Bassett. Meg Brazel is a hiker who grew up here in East Tennessee. A few years ago, she had an idea for a trail food business, creating recipes that would be easy for campers to prepare in the woods and tastier than typical meals ready to eat where you just add water. That business, Trail Drops, raised $20,000 through Kickstarter last year. Meg and Trail Drops partner Marco Perez dropped by Scenic Roots. Meg, Marco, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us here.
Yeah.
Tell us more about your company.
Well, Trail Drops is an outdoor nutrition company. I started the business in 2016 after my husband and I were, after many times of going hiking, preparing our meals, trying to figure out what would be easy, lightweight, nutritious. And we were getting ready for a trip one time, and I told him, I said, hey, you know, people would pay for a service where somebody would do this for them. So we threw the idea around a little bit. He didn't want to run with it, so I took a class with Launch, which is an entrepreneur assistance organization here in town, and took a series of classes from them, learned a lot, got a little more motivated, just started growing the business, came up with some recipes. Initially was going to try to do meal packs for people to take out on the Appalachian Trail for multi-day trips. That's how we came up with the name Trail Drops, because hikers will have mail drops every 5 or 7 days to resupply. And now it's evolved into just doing breakfasts and dinners. They're pouches of dehydrated or freeze-dried meals. You just add water. So it's got a better shelf life when I do it that way, more sustainable as a product that I can grow the business with.
And you grew up here in East Tennessee.
I did. I grew up in Ootowah, went to elementary school, high school here, left for about 10 years for college and grad school, met my husband, and then we came back here about 20 years ago.
And as far as other places in the country where you've lived, Pacific Northwest and Midwest?
I did. I went to college in Indiana. I went to Earlham College in Richmond, Indiana, a great small Quaker school. It was a lot of fun. And then my friend and I moved out to Vancouver, British Columbia, where I met my husband, lived there for about 8 months or so, went to Seattle for about 8 months while my husband finished college, and then went back to the Midwest, to Cincinnati for grad school. I'm a nurse midwife, so got my bachelor's and master's in nursing there at University of Cincinnati, then got married and came back here.
And there is so much biodiversity here in East Tennessee, and you've had the opportunity not only to experience that, but in those other areas that you just listed too.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, when I would go back and forth between Tennessee and Indiana for college, Indiana is so flat, but I loved it. I would come home for a break and be so glad to see the mountains and the rivers and the green. And then I'd drive back to Indiana, and I loved how flat it was. And I think out in the Pacific Northwest, like, it's, at least on the coast, it's lush, and the mountains are huge, and the ferns are huge, and the slugs are huge. Everything's huge. And everywhere I've lived, I've enjoyed the outdoors in different ways. My brother lives in New Mexico. Going out there, I remember the first time I visited him, I was like, well, it's barren, and it's, didn't really like it, driving from Albuquerque to Santa Fe. And then after I'd been there for a week, I thought it was beautiful.
Marco, how about you?
So I met Meg through Launch, actually. I was one of the team members there. As she mentioned, Launch dedicates itself to helping people start businesses. And many of our business owners start what we call supplemental income businesses, right? They're an idea. They start as a hobby, and then they grow into something that can actually generate revenue. And so for many years, a lot of my work was coaching and supporting a lot of these businesses, many of which are phenomenal ideas and phenomenal businesses that I'm always very proud to be a part of. And probably about a year and a half ago, Meg mentioned to me that she was ready to wrap up Trail Drops, which is not abnormal. One of the things I want our business owners at Launch often to know is that, like, you know, go for it. And if it doesn't work, you know, try something else. Come up with a different idea. Eventually you catch the bug. And at one point, you're going to develop something. So I probably approached it the same way. And she said, well, no, my problem isn't that the business isn't growing. The problem is that the business is growing too much. And so, of course, that's not the type of problem I want to hear. I want to hear it's not growing. But it was, you know, as she mentioned, she's a nurse midwife and trying to run to, you know, a business on the side that people were placing orders through, and sometimes large orders. So long story short, we talked for a while, probably about a year, where my time at Launch was beginning to wrap up and I was trying to figure out what to do next. And I approached Meg. I was actually out in Austin at the time. I still remember where I texted her. I said, Meg, what if when I get back, you and I talk about partnering together and seeing if we can turn Trail Drops into a growing business? So in October, we launched the Kickstarter to try to raise some money. It was very successful. We're very proud of its success, and we're in. Like, I'm coming straight from production to this phone call, right? So it's one of those days of like, okay, we got to fulfill our Kickstarter. We got to thank through production the people who backed us, and now we've got to see where we can take Trail Drops.
This is quite a community for startups, and this is quite a community for people who love to enjoy the outdoors, and what you offer here brings them both together.
It does seem like a good fit. We've had a lot of people who are just local outdoors enthusiasts or who run camps or who run outdoor gear shops. You know, a lot of people have been really interested and really supportive, and it's a good place to try to grow this business.
So unlike Meg and her husband, I moved to Chattanooga, and I can see the beauty, obviously. There's no hiding from it, but I haven't been an outdoors enthusiast. But one of the reasons that Trail Drops was always interesting to me and intriguing to me is because I meet people here who've moved from places that I've been to and that I've traveled to, like the Pacific Northwest or Boulder, and they move here, and I'll ask them why, and they will respond to me because of the outdoors. And of course, having visited their places, I think they live in beautiful outdoor spaces as well. And then a few things have been mentioned in the process, and one of it is that Chattanooga offers great accessibility to the outdoors and to great hiking trails. Well, in some of those places, even though it's there and it's beautiful and you can look at it, it's not tremendously accessible. It's hard to get to. And then the other thing that I've heard of that makes Chattanooga unique is that the outdoor community is very welcoming in Chattanooga, where in some of the other places, what I have been told is that if you're not the real deal and you're just learning, there's very little patience for you. People don't want you to get in their way. And here in Chattanooga, I feel like we're a community that is always willing to lend a hand and support people who are participating. So I'm now becoming an outdoor enthusiast. I'm going on hikes as part of my job. I'm seeing places. For the first time, I went to Cloudland Canyon. I've lived here 8 years, and I can't believe I haven't seen these beautiful views in the years I've been here. So I'm thankful. If nothing else, I've gotten to see Chattanooga because of Trail Drops. So
he's got the bug.
Yeah.
I watch his Facebook posts. I'm like, oh, he put a post the other day. It's freezing cold out here, but guess what? I'm going hiking. I was like, yes.
I know. So it's been interesting for me to experience what other people have talked about in the city. And often what I talk about Trail Drops is I say our goal is not only to build outdoor nutrition food, but also to really bring attention to the charm and the beauty of what Chattanooga specifically and what the Southeast has to offer with regards to that.
We start with recipes that are really, really good. So our best seller is angel hair pasta with red chili peanut sauce. And I had just come up with a recipe for a peanut sauce and made it in the dehydrator, and it worked. It's our most labor-intensive recipe to make, and it takes a long time to dehydrate, but it is absolutely our best seller. It's the one that people order it. They're going to order it again and again. So I think that that's a big seller. We have cashew curry. We have Italian couscous with pistachios. We have several different kinds of oatmeals. But I think that when people try our meals, we're consistently hearing people say, oh, this is something that I would eat at home. This is something I would serve my family for dinner. I put a lot of emphasis right at first on having everything be really lightweight. So it is. You know, if you're on a long trip, you want to keep your pack weight as low as you can. And if we come up with new recipes at some point, since our target customer has changed a little bit, since we see our meals going more toward weekend hikers than long-term hikers, you don't know if we'll have as much of an emphasis on everything being really lightweight. But for now, it is, because that's how I started, and we're using the recipes that I started with.
And I think you're hearing the differentiating factor in what Meg is saying. Meg didn't come up with Trail Drops as a business. She came up with Trail Drops because her family hikes, and she wanted to make meals that they actually would look forward to eating on a hike. And so the quality of the meals is unique. And even when we met early on, one of the things I remember, because I come from the business side of it, right? And remember saying to Meg, okay, at some point we may have to push each other back and forth because some of these meals may not be cost effective, right? And so I told her, but what I want from her especially is to say she will put her foot down and say, nope, it's not good enough for the trail. And what she looks at is precisely that. Is this a meal that my family, that we would enjoy on a trail? Is this something we would eat? In addition to that, we're vegan and vegetarian, and a lot of the meals out there are not. And then I often tell people, I think most meals out there are functional. They're about calories, and they're about basically putting something in your stomach. And our meals are really about quality, and they're about something that will make the trail even more enjoyable.
Tell us more about what's next and how you're going to juggle all that with Nurse Midwife.
Well, Marco is doing most of the work right now, to be honest. So our big what's next is fulfilling this Kickstarter. So we are, by the end of March, going to have our 800 and some odd bags of meals either delivered or we're going to have a couple parties, have people come pick up their meals there. We've already mailed some out. So that's part one of our big what's next. Part two of our big what's next is getting permitted for retail. We want to be able to move into Rock Creek and REI and other places that might be interested in carrying our product. So we're working with the Department of Agriculture right now to get permitted for retail for that.
And where can people follow you online?
We are on Instagram at Trail Drops, TRAILDROPS. We have a Facebook page as well.
All right, Meg, Marco, thanks so much.
Thank you for having us as
well. Thank you.